Welcome to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm your host, Nadine Mullings. I'm an author, speaker, and marketing mentor. I believe in the importance of women of faith in business stepping up and shining in their lane so they can have the impact, influence, and income they were born to make. Join me to hear the stories of powerful women of faith who are using their purpose-driven businesses to make a difference in the world. Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. So this episode is all about desiring God's best in your business. If you're a woman of faith in business, if you're a believer in business, a man of faith in business, one of the things that we all desire, I know with my heart, my soul, is to have God's best not only in our lives, but also in our businesses. So for this episode, I decided to look at, you know, what is God's best and how can we be in God's best for our businesses or in our businesses. So I'm breaking it down to really three things of God, three things that we should be focusing on if we desire God's best in our business. The first thing really is that God has put in our heart, in our mind, in our soul, in our spirit, this idea, this dream, this vision of a business. So if you truly trust and believe that this is actually God's will, it is something that he put in your heart for a reason, you have to really trust in God's will for the vision and be a good steward of the vision. That's something new that I've kind of been leaning into. Whenever I hear about stewardship in church, it's always in regards to our finances, right? Be a good steward of the money that God has given you, giving your 10% tithes back to your church and then additional offerings. That's what they usually talk about, at least at my church. I don't know about your church when it comes to stewardship. But in the last year or so, I've really been realizing stewardship is just management. So not just management of our money, but management of the vision that God has given us, right? Management of the mission God has given us, management of the assignment God has given us. So are you being a good steward of the vision? Are you being a good steward of your particular assignment? Are you being a good steward of your mission? Because it is God's will for us to do the things that he desires for us to do here on earth and in our businesses, for us to be obedient to his will, right? Obedience really is us stepping into God's plan. Disobedience is us going against God's plan, and God's plan is for our good. So if we desire the best in our business, the first step is really stepping into God's will and stewarding that vision that God has given you for your business. If you feel with your heart, your mind, and soul, God really dropped this in your heart, then you have to hold tight to that vision. Another way to really think about stewarding the vision is, you know, when we think of things in the natural, I love the story of Abraham, where God gives him the vision of being the father of many nations, right? And his descendants being as many as the stars in the sky and the sand, the grains in the sand. That's a lot, right? That's a big vision that God showed Abraham. He actually gave him a vision of seeing it, right? Of seeing the stars and seeing the sand. We have a picture of that in our mind. So God has given you an idea for your business and maybe has given you a vision, a future forecast of the impact that this business can make. You know, whether it's speaking on stage to thousands, whether it's having lots of clients, whether it's impacting countries or whatever that vision is that God has given you, it's probably a good vision, right? Or a big vision. And that's God's will. That is God's will for your life and for your business. So it is important for you to steward that, to manage it well, that no matter what it looks like in the natural, you know, right now your account could be on zero. Right now you could have zero clients, but you're moving forward in obedience and in faith because you are managing and stewarding the vision that God has given you. So, if you desire God's best in your business, it's important to really understand his will and steward the vision that he has given you. The second thing is God's way, right? So, really knowing and leaning into God's way and not the world's way. This is a trap that we can all fall into as believers in business, as women of faith in businesses. We see the way business is done through the world's way. The world's lens, a lot of world's lens, rather, a lot of it is hustle and grind. It's about doing things in your own strength. But because we are believers and God has given us this vision, we're actually doing it in partnership with God. So we're not doing it for God, we're doing it with God, right? I always think of in scripture in the beginning in Genesis, where God told Adam to name the animals, right? God could have easily said, oh, this is elephant, this is lion, this is snake. You know, he could have taken on that task, but he wanted us to co-create, or he wanted Adam to co-create with him. His desire is to do things with us, not to just dictate things. He desires for us to be creative. So we are actually in partnership with God and co-creating with God when it comes to our businesses. So if we desire or want God's best in our business, we have to be seeking him. We have to be fellowshipping with him. We have to be in his presence to really co-create in our businesses. So the second thing is really leaning into God's way of doing business, the specific and unique way that he's calling you to show up may be different than anyone else in your industry. So really leaning into that difference and doing it God's way, the way that he called you to do it, is going to make a huge difference in your business and will give you God's best in your business. The third thing I want to focus on when it comes to God's best in your business is God's promises. So we know in the Bible that God has hundreds of promises for us, all good things. He knows the plans that he has for us, and it's to prosper us, to give us a hope for our future, right? That's Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. That is our anchor scripture for life and for business, that God has a plan. He has a plan for us. You know, I've talked about this in e other episodes, but his ways are higher than our ways. Like we just talked about his ways. So his ways are higher than our ways. So we may not fully understand the plan, but we have to trust the process, right? We have to trust the process that God is putting us through. We have to trust the steps and be obedient with what he's telling us to do. So really trusting the plan, trusting the process, but leaning on the promise. The promise is that, you know, he will never forsake you. He's with you. Everything works out to your benefit and for your good. So trust in that promise. Whatever that promise is that you need to lean on right now when it comes to your business, it's important to lean on God's promises for you individually in your business, individually in your life, and collectively as the body of Christ. When we read God's word, right? Because God's word determines God's will and shows us God's way, right? So he has collectively given us his word to lean on so that we can get instruction and guidance and direction for life and for business. And that's why it's important for us to read God's word so we can understand his collective promise for us, understand his character. So much of what we get from the Bible helps us to be in relationship with God. So this particular episode, as I mentioned, is really about, you know, as women of faith in business, and also if you're a man of faith listening to this episode, or just a believer in business in general, you know, that desire to want God's best in your business, it really falls into being in alignment with God's will, really understanding God's way instead of the world's way, to be in his word, to understand his character, to understand his instruction, to understand his direction for us. That involves being in his word and also knowing his promises for us, promises to prosper, promises that he will never leave us and forsake us, promise that he will guide us. The gift of the Holy Spirit is given to us to instruct us and to guide us. So understanding and knowing his collective promises and his individual promises is really how we step into God's best for our business. So if you desire God's best, I really want you to reflect on that. I always say in each episode, ponder on it. What does it mean for you? What has the Holy Spirit illuminated or highlighted for you when it comes to God's best in your business? Are you focusing on God's will for your business? Are you being obedient and being a good steward to what He has given you to manage? Are you looking to God's way instead of the world's way when it comes to marketing, promoting, and building your business? Are you really standing on God's word? Do you understand His character? Do you hear His voice? That's a key thing too, hearing His voice, whether it's individually or collectively. And lastly, are you trusting in His promises, His collective promise to us as a body of Christ, and also His individual promise to us? And that individual promise to us is the success of that business, the success of that idea. So this episode was really about encouraging you to really stay steadfast and stand strong in your desire for God's best in your business. And you can have God's best in your business as long as you're looking at His word, you're following His will, you're following His way, and you're standing on God's promises. Want to build your business on a solid foundation? Want to map out all of the marketing activities that you need to do to grow your business? Well, I have a solution for you. It's the Best Marketing Planner, a 90-day plan to grow your business. You can get it today at nadinemullings.com/planner. nadinemullings.com/planner. Thank you for listening to the Women Faith Plus Business podcast. I hope this episode has not just given you information you can use, but was insightful and inspirational. Wherever you are listening, be sure to subscribe to get the next episode, or go to womenfaithandbusiness.com to join our email list.